Schmoovecast. My name is Leah. I wasn't going to do a show tonight, but I got a text from Dr. Gay, and he said, you should podcast tonight. And I said, okay, I'll podcast tonight, because I'm a whore. I'll do whatever you ask. I'm a private dancer. A dancer for money. I'm scaring my dog, and I'm scaring off my audience. I think I want to comment on, as long as we're here, don't eat that, Denny. I got my, I'll tell you about that in a minute. And I still owe you guys a South by Southwest recap, and I'm going to do that, I promise. I just have to write down notes for that to get my notes in order of what happened when. And also remember I did a 45-minute podcast on South by Southwest and lost it somehow. But anyway, kids... So, first order of business is, I hope you like the glass of wine by the new Autonomous Folk Singers. I'm actually going to have new theme music sometime in the near future when I'm not being lazy. Got it? Next, I'll make it a surprise. How about that? I'll keep it a surprise what the new theme music's going to be. But let's just say it's not only the finest rock and roll band in America, but they're nice kids, too. They really are, you know. Oh, anyway, so many things to talk about, many recaps to do, many things to say. First of all, the reason I was telling Denny don't eat that was because... Went to a baby shower on Saturday in the Chattanooga. My cousin is having a baby. My cousin Jelly, who we used to hang out a lot when we were kids. And so we went to her shower. And on the way back, we stopped at the Russell Stover candy outlet. I'm not a huge Russell Stover fan. But I thought, why not? So when we get there, well, they've got that Weight Watchers candy, which I'm sure is no better for you than regular candy. It's not sugar-free. It tastes delicious, though. And if you're counting your points, it's got the points written right there on the bag. So, I just don't feel like I'm being loud enough. I never do. I'm such an ass. Anyway, let me adjust this microphone. Just a sec. I hope you didn't hear some crazy stuff. Let me move it over to the squash. Okay. How's this? Is this better? I should probably edit once in a while, but I don't do that because I ain't that kind of gal. Okay. Russell Stover outlet. I'm not a big Russell Stover fan, so I decided to stop and get some candy because my mom wanted to stop and get a milkshake, so we did. She got, well, it doesn't matter. The long story is, okay, Weight Watchers candy, already covered that. They have this new line of chocolates that I think are supposed to compete with the Godiva chocolates. And so I got some because I like my high-end chocolates. Let's be honest here. Russell Stover is okay, but high-end chocolate's where it's at. So I get the high-end chocolate and... you know, it's just Russell Stover in a fancier package. You know, it's not that melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness of Godiva. Which, anyway, let's not do that. But I also got a ginormous box of lemon heads. And y'all know I love the lemon heads. I remember one time when I was in... Well, anyway. I was in high school and I ate, like, fistfuls of lemon heads. And then stayed up all night because I couldn't sleep. I went to school with, like, zero sleep. In high school. Yeah, because I was such a... fucking rebel. Yeah. Anyway, if by rebellion you mean wears Doc Martens and goes to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, then there you are. But no, that's not rebellion. That is so not even real rebellion. So, all right, what's up? So I want to talk about a couple things. Just not doing so good these days. I think it's the, we're talking... It all comes back to this. Let's talk about this. Let's just be honest here. I'm on the Zoloft. I started it last year, right? Not long after my breakup. About a couple months after the breakup, which, you know, has been a big deal. Because I'm usually, to be honest with you, I'm usually the one who's breaking the heart. Which is bitchy. But, you know, that's how we roll. So I'm usually the heartbreaker, and this time I was actually the heartbroken, which I should have known, but, anyway, it doesn't matter, does it? So I'm on the Zoloft, and back when I started the Zoloft, I was just constantly depressed, and I just cried every single day. And so I went on the Zoloft, and I started to feel better, and I started to be cheerful, and I'm like, people are saying, Leah, you're the old Leah, you know, and which is good because the old Leah was obnoxious but fun, you know what I mean? And anyway, so totally lost my train of thought. Good God. Oh, yeah, Zoloft. Sorry, I took my allergy medicine before I did this podcast, so I'm a little sleepy, a little loopy, a little tired. And, anyway. So, anyway, I'm back on the Zoloft, and I'm back to where I was a few months ago. Not quite, because I'm not crying every day, but I'm still not, it's just hopeless, you know? What's the point, to be honest with you? I'm not going to talk about my job. I'm not going to talk about anything else. But, anyway, the good thing is, well, there is no good thing, but I'm still living. I ain't dead yet. I'm still kicking. Living Mac and dope. Good times, kids. Oh, crimey. I had so many things to talk about. I'm thinking about everything on my... Oh, yeah, remember that job I quit 2 months ago? Well, I worked it tonight. And so I'm sitting there tonight thinking, I got 5 million things to talk about on the podcast that Dr. Gay told me I needed to. And then sitting here thinking, oh, what do I talk about next? What do I talk about next? Well, one thing I can talk about is I finally opened an online store. Right now, there's nothing for sale on it, but check on my website. I'll have a link to it posted from my website. It'll have its own domain. Signed up for this. Anyway, I'm not going to give them a plug right now. We'll see how I like it, and then we'll plug them. But I've started making jewelry, for those of you who don't know. And you probably don't, but I like working with gems. I like working with, like, polished gems. I made one with some tumbled quartz that was kind of irregularly shaped, but still smooth, so it wasn't, you know, uncomfortable or anything. So, but I love working with just gigantic beads. But you're not here to hear me talk about this. I'm supposed to be talking about pop culture, right? That's the whole point of this podcast. Well, that and for me to complain and to talk about bacon. Speaking of bacon, that was one of the topics. They have done some crazy shit where they have made, essentially, they've made a pig with omega-3 acids in it. So this is like bacon that's got that oil that you get out of, like, fish and flaxseed. You know, that's supposed to be so good for you. You can get it from bacon. Well, you can't get it from bacon now, but in the future, you can get it from bacon. Isn't that fantastic? Because, I mean, I eat a little slice of bacon every day because I think all things in moderation. That's how I lost a whole lot of weight, which we'll talk about in another podcast. All things in moderation. So I have one little piece of bacon in the mornings, and it's so good. It's like delicious, essentially. So, pop culture. Well, everyone's pregnant. I mean, seriously. It's like I'm about to cough. Let me pause this for just a second while I have a coughing fit. Anyway, I'm so sleepy. Your pop culture magazines, you open them up and everyone's pregnant. And all they talk about are the baby bumps. And I've gone on about this on a previous show where I just hate that they call it a fucking baby bump. It's a belly. If you want to get technical, it's, you know, the baby is in the uterus. But I hate it when they call it a baby bump. When did this become part of... Oh, God, it's so disgusting. But, oh, you know, we've talked about this before, and we're not going to talk about it again, because it's only encourages them to do it more, to piss me off more. So, anyway. So, I got a pile of candy right here next to me, and I already had a little cup of ice cream. I have this birthday cake ice cream. I bought it in the little single-serving cups, which are great, but good for portion control if you can just eat one. And so far, I've done all right. I've only had one day where I was like, I gotta have another. So I went and got another. So I only had two, which is basically like a bowl of ice cream, you know? So, hold on a second. Oh, pardon me. That's nothing. Anyway, all good things in moderation, kids. That's what it's all about. Moderation. You can eat bread. You can eat pizza. Just moderate. Okay. Anyway, so I'm going to talk about my friend Sally for a little bit. Sally does not currently listen to any podcasts. In fact, I'll tell you all about her iPod drama in just a minute. But Sally's heard me talk about my podcast, and she's heard me talk about podcasting in general and some of my favorites. And she's heard me talk about how on some podcasts, people will ask for money for a cause, for a good cause, you know, not for charity, but, you know, to help the podcaster out with something. And she's heard me talk about this, and she says, well, you know what you need to do? You need to get me a new iPod. And I said, no. I said, my listener, I have one listener, and that's Dr. Gay. And he's generous, but he's not going to, you know, well, I mean, I'm a listener, too. I listen to my podcast. But, you know, between me and Dr. Gay, you know, I don't think we're going to be able to pull off the iPottery that you're thinking about. The reason why she wants a new one is her ex-boyfriend, who, by the way, forgot her birthday, forgot Valentine's Day. And for Christmas, she... Well, this is just getting into, you can, you know, it's a slippery slope. She got the, she wanted a 4 gig iPod mini. No, nano, sorry, I'm behind the times on the iPods. I've still got an iPod photo. That's how behind the times I am. Kidding. So... She asked for the 4 gig iPod Nano, or, you know, the 30 gig iPod Video. She gets the 2 gigabyte iPod Nano, which is fine. And she gets this cute little case for it. But on the back, it's engraved, and this is why you have to be careful when you buy gifts. On the back, he had engraved something to the effect of, like, for my little platypussy, show me your grill. Or something like that. I'll have to ask her, Sally, to be more clear about that. But it's just embarrassing to her. And also, it's just the wrong one. She needs a bigger iPod. And she's like, well, ask your listeners. And I said, there's two of us. And, yeah. So then she says, well, sell stuff on your store. And I said, sell your stuff. Because she knits, she crafts, she sews, she paints. She's way craftier than I am. She's an excellent hostess. And, in addition to that, just so you know, Sally's vibrator broke. And, yeah. So... I don't know what that means, but she told me it's okay to mention it. She actually wanted me to ask for money for a new vibrator, and I'm like, you know what? They're like $10. We'll just go to the friggin' adult bookstore and get you one, you know? $10 friggin'. But anyway, so that's Sally. Sally is crazy, and she has some crazy stories. It's like things happen to her that don't happen to normal people, you know? Like, well, let's not get into that. We'll talk about Sally some other time. So, Sally has also kind of made me her new project. I'm kind of her Eliza Doolittle, only I only let it go so far. I'm not going to, like, get to the point where I can't go back to the society I know and love, as it were. So, yeah, she took me shopping one day, and I got a pretty dress. She told me how to wear it and what to wear with it, and even let me borrow her jewelry. Yeah, it's like I went to a few different shows that weekend. She had to have full wardrobe approval, which was difficult when she couldn't see one of the outfits. But, you know, it's all good. It all works out. So I'm kind of her little project right now. You know, sit up straight, wear a padded bra, all that business. So, Sally, crazy Sally. And let's see, what else is going on? I saw some music this weekend. I'm not really going to comment on it. I don't want to. South by Southwest was lots of fun. I will give you all the details on South by Southwest on an upcoming show. Probably tomorrow. But don't bet on it. Hopefully by the end of the week. But who knows? Okay? But I will tell you all about it. I mean, it was a lot of fun. And I don't want to say too much because it took me 45 minutes to record it the other day. And I left out a whole lot. So I'm just going to give you, you know, a quick recap. Saw lots of music. Didn't have a single hangover while I was there. One pseudo celebrity sighting. But I don't even know if it really counts because it's... Well, we'll get into that on the next episode. So, let's see. Pop culturally. Isn't that Tom Cruise-y baby with that Katie Holmes? Isn't that baby due, like, now? Like, any day now? She should be popping out that kid or somebody popping out a kid? Mm-hmm, yeah. Sorry, don't sue me, Scientology. I love Xenu. I do. I love Xenu. So, wish I could remember some of the things I was going to talk about. I had so many things. Let's see, I talked about the Zoloft. Yeah, I'm not into therapy. Let's get back to that. I'm not into therapy at all. I just, it's not, it doesn't work for me. It works for some people. But for me, it just reminds me of my shortcomings. It just reminds me of, how sad I am because I'm supposed to talk about what's making me sad. And it's like, I'm tired of talking about what's making me sad, you know? Because when I talk about it, it just reminds me, you know, I go 2 weeks without seeing the lady. And when I do see her, it's like, oh, well, this is nice. You know, I had totally forgotten about that. And now you're reminding me of it. So therapy's not for me. SSRIs are not for me. Let's see. Bacon is for me, though. Especially if they're going to put omega-3 acids in it. I have some pasta right now that's got omega-3 acids. I thought about making some of that pasta. But I got home from work about 9:25 and I was just too tired. And I don't want to take time to boil water and then cook pasta, which is going to take like 45 minutes. Well, it's not going to take 45 minutes. It'll probably take about a half hour. And I don't want to do that. So, I just kind of had to go with what I had that was prêt-à-manger, which was, you know, ice cream cups, Russell Stover candy, lemon heads. So, to recap, I'll be alright one day. I really do think I'll be okay one day. I think this too shall pass, and, I don't know. As long as I don't hear stories about my ex-boyfriend, because I have heard a few stories that just should make things better and then don't, you know? So, whatever. And, okay, opening my online store, liking the heavy beads. I'm not going to promote that here. I'll put that on my website. Let's see, pop culture, everybody's pregnant. Denny, he's up here. He's sleeping. Austin, hell of a time. Yeah. So, screensaver's coming on. We don't want to see that. That's a picture. It looks like I'm peeing on a cop car. And I'm not, because I'm a girl. I can't stand up and pee. Well, I mean, I can, but it's just not going to work out. So, Prince has a new album out. Go get it. I haven't listened to it yet, so don't really go get it. I don't know if it's any good or not. I don't want to promote something I'm not 100% behind. Hold on. Hopefully I'll have more Sally stories, because I mean, stuff happens to her that just doesn't happen to people. Like, well, here's an example. She was driving down the road and almost got hit by her ex-boyfriend in his van. It was kind of funny, because it was on a road where lots of people park on the side of the road, and she said she had to swerve to avoid him hitting her. And then, in doing so, she almost hit a car parked. And I'm thinking, if your ex-boyfriend hits you in your vehicle, that's insane, okay? That's just crazy. That doesn't happen to regular... I mean, what are you going to say if he had hit her? What are they going to do? Get out and compare insurance or, you know, what? I mean, this is somebody she hasn't really talked to in some time. So, she thinks he... was trying to figure out if it was her or not, and that's what caused him to swerve a little bit. Anyway, I'm going to close now because I'm tired, and I kind of want to watch Family Guy, which is coming on in a few minutes. Right now it's that stupid-ass Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I just don't get it. Oh, can I talk about one more thing? I'm sorry. Sarah posted a little note on my website about Reese Witherspoon, and how there are Reese Witherspoon stories, and everybody's got one in Nashville. Every girl that's between, like, 27 and 30 has a story about Reese Witherspoon. 32, we'll say, has a story about her. And they're very, I'm going to say none of them are positive. I have yet to hear. And yeah, maybe some of it's rooted in jealousy, but I don't know for sure, you know. Some of it's, I have one person who's told me a story that I have no reason to believe she would make up, you know. But unfortunately, Sarah, the stories really aren't mine to tell. I just have heard lots of stories about conniving, backbiting, backstabbing, lies. I'm not saying this is true. I'm just saying the stories I have heard are interesting, to say the least. I need to just call the people who have told me these stories over the years and, have these ladies record their stories, because it's, She did fine in Walk the Line. She really did. You know, you gotta give her props for that. But it's just, I don't know. It's just some of the things I've heard. And it's not just from one person. It's not from people who know each other within a small social circle. I mean, this is people, this is over a 10-year span hearing the same story about her over and over again. But that's not my story to tell. I wish I could tell more, because it's so salacious and fun. And I love to gossip. But I'm not going to do it this time. So, good night. And I'm going to close this now.